Well, after weeks of promises and policy launches, it's finally here. The eager and the early bird voters are probably already beginning to trickle into polling stations across the country, which opened at 7 a.m. And Micheál Lehane has been taking us through all the twists and turns throughout the campaign, and he's here now to guide us through today. Micheál, 3.68 million people eligible to vote today. What do people need to know before going to the polling station?
Well, I suppose two of the big advice is that you don't need your polling card to go to the polling station if you have another valid form of ID, something like a driver's license or a passport or a public services card or anything really with a photo that shows your identification, that is sufficient as well. And then when it comes to the voting itself, it is advised by the Electoral Commission to use numbers all the way down, that is the best way of ensuring that the vote is not spoiled. It is an interesting time and it is an interesting day. I suppose a lot of questions will focus around, or a lot of focus will focus on, exactly how many people will turn out to vote today. The last time it was 62.9%. That was down 2% on the previous election. But of course, that election was on a Saturday. So people will be eager to find out just how many people do turn out today. There is one interesting number there, and that is the fact that in the year alone since January, 400,000 people have been added to the register.
And a big surge in people registering since this campaign was launched. You mentioned turnout there, but what kind of factors might determine the turnout? I mean, it looks like there could be rain in parts of the country today.
Yeah, that is the big thing. Rain or bad weather is a big factor when it comes to determining turnout. That is something that will be watched. I suppose as well as that, it is the level of voter engagement that can be a big player in relation to all of this. And that is something that political parties and independent candidates are finding it very difficult to gauge exactly. Have people really been engaged in this electoral campaign, and will they come out to vote today? I mean, there are some indications that they were engaged. The fact that there was over 1 million people who watched the RTE debate earlier on in the week, and as well the fact that there have been so many people registering to vote throughout the year, that all suggests that there could be a high turnout. The fact as well that it isn't on a Saturday this time all suggests that. And of course, there is that typical post-tea time rush that people will be watching for as well.
And when might we start getting the first indications or the early indications around how all this is going?
Yeah, well, there will be a fairly good indication at 10 o'clock tonight. That's when the RTE Irish Times, TG Cahir, Trinity College Dublin exit poll, which will be carried out by Ipsos BNA. That will give an indication of the first preference votes and a bit more as well at 10 o'clock tonight. And there will be a programme on RTE2. There'll also be information on the Late Late Show and online, which will give an early indication. It's something that people will watch for. Its accuracy traditionally has been very good. Indeed, there are some election candidates the last time who say that once that came out, they had a fair idea of their fate over the 2 days. I suppose the count will take some time. There are over 680 candidates, so it could be well into Sunday evening, Monday, before you would see the final shape of this election to fill the 174 seats.
Across 43 constituencies, Micheál, we'll be following your reports all week long, looking forward to it. And just so you know, the first indications of how the electorate has voted, as Micheál said there, will come out in the RTE Irish Times, TG Cahir, Trinity College Dublin exit poll, which is being carried out by Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes, which will be available across all RTE platforms from 10 o'clock on Friday night. And on television, there will be an Election 24 exit poll TV special on RTE2 from 5 to 10 o'clock tonight, and the Late Late Show exit poll will reveal the exit poll at 10 o'clock. A late debate special will air on RTE Radio 1 at 10 o'clock also, and there'll be continuous coverage on RTE News online and the news app. And on Saturday, coverage on Radio 1 will begin with a special Morning Ireland programme at 8 a.m, and Election 24 programming will continue at 10 a.m. Election 24 TV coverage begins on Saturday at 9 a.m. on RT1, and there'll be continuous coverage online with special programming on TG Cahir and Raidió na Gaeltachta throughout the day.